Chapter 1. What is SEO and how does it work? You have certainly heard that search engine optimization, SEO, is a significant digital marketing tactic. However, knowing this is not enough by any means, as the mechanism is much more complex than your expectations. SEO is made up of various mechanisms, and knowing what it is and how it works is crucial to having complete demand on the domain. In short, SEO is imperative because it upsurges the discernibility of your website, which means more visitors and the opportunity to convert forecasts into customers. It is also a great way to raise the brand's acknowledgement, develop relations with projections, and launch oneself as a well-informed and reliable authority in your sector. So, without further ado, here is everything you need to know about SEO and why it is so important in today's digital world. The great majority of internet experiences begin with a search engine, with Google only accounts for approximately 75% of all searches. When you consider that the first five results on Google collect 67% of all clicks, it is easy to see why search engine optimization is vital. There are two main objectives of SEO. The first is to support you in defining what users are looking for on the internet so that you can deliver high-quality content to meet their requests. The second goal is to assist you in creating a website that search engines can find, index, and comprehend. Furthermore, excellent SEO methods are a wonderful method to improve a website's quality by making it more user-friendly, faster, and easier to navigate. The most crucial SEO duties revolve around defining what users are looking for in terms of your products and facilities, creating material that will delight users, using numerous SEO tactics to send the proper signals to search engine crawlers and algorithms. SEO can be regarded as a complete framework because the entire process has many rules, or standards, phases, and restrictions. The term SEO refers to the process of optimizing a website for search engines, which is the art of ranking high in the unpaid area of a search engine, often known as organic rankings. The practice of optimizing your online material so that a search engine favors to show it as a top result for searches of a definite keyword is known as search engine optimization, SEO. There are three parties involved in SEO. You, the search engine, and the searcher. For example, if you have an article on creating vegetarian lasagna, you want the search engine to show it as the first result when someone types in vegetarian lasagna. When someone searches for a term, SEO is the magic you have to work on your article to make Google very likely to contain your post as one of the top results. However, when you do a Google search, the order in which the returned results are presented is determined by complicated algorithms. Before deciding which web page will be presented first, second, or third, these algorithms take into account various rules. You will get a lead over non-optimized sites by optimizing your website for search engines, increasing your chances of ranking higher. Breakdown of SEO's most important elements. Your target audience and industry. Any good SEO plan should be built around your major industry and target audience. The following are some of the facts to look over. What do you do for a living? The place where your advertisers do the majority of their business? Using what methods your competitors' SEO strategies are primarily implemented? Which rivalry is the most vicious? These and other questions will help you govern your following actions in developing your SEO framework. The numerous moving elements will become clearer as you figure out how to manage the things next. 1.1. Researching keywords. Keyword research is decisive in discovering the best probable user interest and identifying what your spectators are searching for as you nail down your audience and industry norms for SEO. An SEO approach can be made or broken by small changes in keyword research. In addition, you should be well-versed in industry market trends, along with knowing about purchaser profiles and how it disturbs your overall SEO approach. 1.2. The intent of the user.